Black Death of Babylon. Don Oberbeer investigated anomalies, and the one before him stank of a thousand deaths. The blackened husk of a human corpse lay atop a stainless steel table wrapped in a clear plastic body bag. The bag's zipper was pulled shut, and a white paper tag with the name Brath written on it in black marker dangled from the clasp. At first glance, the cadaver looked to be burned beyond recognition, but closer inspection revealed the gentle curves of death-darkened skin sagging over bones, like the body had been decaying for many years. Hair still clung to the skull in short tufts, and pearly white teeth appeared to glow against the leathery lips, showing no signs of decomposition, almost as if they were still in a living mouth. In contrast, the eyes had totally wasted away, leaving only empty black sockets that seemed to stare out at Don through the plastic. In places, pools of blood, thinned by water, filled the small creases in the body bag as something continued to suck every molecule of life from what had once been a living human being. Above, fluorescent lighting hummed and buzzed, its life-sucking rays of pale light casting dancing shadows across the time-worn concrete floor. What made the corpse an anomaly was the fact that the subject, William Brath of Boston, Massachusetts, had only been dead 3 hours. The room smelled of disinfectant, but it didn't mask the smell of decomposing flesh. Don's eyes watered, and he pulled a paper napkin across his nose to dull the scent. Boston City Hospital was cleaned several times a day, yet the smell from within the body bag seeped into the air like sewage into fresh water. Don glanced at what was left of the victim's clothing, which rested in a plastic bag on a shelf beneath the body. What once had been a pair of jeans and a red flannel shirt had become a pile of string that looked like something you'd untangle from a boat propeller. Atop the blood-soaked garments lay a chain with 6 round stones, each a different shade of earthy brown. The rocks were strung on a silver necklace through natural water holes, which had been created by a mixture of dripping water and time. Don sighed. His usual fare consisted of an extra kidney or some unidentifiable organ. Those physical anomalies couldn't be fully explained, but there had never been any evidence that would support any other conclusion than random human cells mutating. Those who believed some of these freaks of nature were from another world were hard-pressed to explain why almost all physical anomalies cataloged were different, cancer clusters and the like being the exceptions, not the rule. Sometimes, Don would encounter what he liked to call unexplainable human phenomena, or UHP, like kids who talked to imaginary friends that were, in fact, actual people. That was a common UHP, and Don had encountered many over the years, each with its own degree of creepiness. The little girl in Austin, Texas, being perhaps the most eerie. She had lengthy conversations with President Abraham Lincoln, and historians had been brought in to verify speech patterns, and many of the common phrases Lincoln had used were identified. Emily was only 2 years old and could barely say her own name, so it was certain these tricks hadn't been taught. Plus, there was no motive that Don could discern. UHPs came in all ethnic breeds, from all parts of the globe, and across all social and economic boundaries. You were either chosen or you were not.